Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Laura Young and presented by Haley Ragsdale. The scripture is Psalm number 40.
Devotionals are created to present a perspective on scripture. Devotionals, whether these or others we read, guide us into scripture and prayer. This week, we are focused on what John Wesley called means of grace. Wesley taught that God has ordained prayer and searching the scriptures, along with fasting and receiving the Lord's Supper, as the ordinary channels whereby God conveys his grace, unmerited love and favor, to our souls. He referred to these practices as means of grace. Convey can be defined as making an idea, impression, or feeling known or understandable to someone. For the next 4 days, we will vary from our usual devotional format and instead let a guided meditation on a psalm help us individually explore scripture and prayer as a means of grace. Our hope and prayer is that we each engage in the means of grace through prayer and searching scripture. Stay the course. God is with us. Today, we begin by praying our scripture. Take time to pray Psalm 40 by reading the psalm aloud. When you conclude praying the scripture, consider the following questions. Which verses or phrases especially connect to your heart and mind? Reflect on those, exploring how they may help you know God's love for you. If any verses concern you or bring up questions in your mind, talk to God about that. Which verses can you use as the start of a prayer for others? Spend time interceding on behalf of others. Which verses can you use to pray for yourself? Let the words of the psalmist connect you deeper with your Holy Father, your rock and your Redeemer, who surrounds you with loving kindness, with grace that is truly amazing. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you have planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay. O Lord, hear our prayer.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.